is your skin 90% covered in Boston sports tattoos?
I was watching a game, and I said, I want my head to look like Tom Brady's helmet.
Do you still brag about that one time you saw Wahlberg?
I met Matt Damon and Ben Affleck out of the corner store in Hanover.
Do you fail to remove the cigarette from your mouth?
All my cigarettes.
Before telling someone to kiss your ass?
Found the cigarette.
Then how would you like $1,000 to buy all the scally caps and scratch tickets you want?
Hey, you
want
to come to Marymount Park?
It's Touch Your Riches Ultimate Townie Contest. Think you're the ultimate townie, tweet a video to @TutcherAndRich, # ultimate townie contest.
Up and over, revered Yankee.
In about a minute or less, show us why you are the ultimate townie, and you might win $1,000.
I go up and party with them, Rhode Island.
It's Toucher and Rich's ultimate townie contest.
Hey, this is from me. This is from Nicky Knuckles to Anderson. I'm looking for you, you two-faced rat.
You can win $1,000 to buy all the roast beef that you want.
How's the roast beef?
985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. It's the ultimate townie contest. We will meet contestants, and then ultimately, is it Friday?
Thursday.
Are you off on Friday? Nice.
No, I'm here Friday. But it's got to be part of Laugh, damn it.
Oh, of course. Oh, that's right. Okay, yes. I took off. So on Thursday, we will have our three qualifiers vie for $1,000 for first, $500 for second, and the third place person will feel good about themselves.
And I'm very excited about the two people we are going to meet today because I've learned a lot about each one this weekend. Let's first bring in James. James is a guy who was first recommended by his friend Eddie, and then James got a hold of us. James is the gentleman who... Hey, what's up, James? Come on over this way. James is the guy that his friend emailed us and said, make sure you tell him not to swear on the air because he's known for swearing. And right now, James is like...
He's got the praise.
We'll see how long that
praise
lasts.
Praise is not swear.
He's all praying right, that he doesn't swear.
James, you think you could do that? You think you could not swear for just a couple minutes?
I'm going to try.
Okay. Try your best.
All right. James has got a scally cap on. He is... would you refer to those as sideburns? They're kind of like chops. Half beard. Chops. Like chops. Mutton chops. Yeah. All right. Nice. Where are you from?
Winchester right now.
Okay. Now, what do you do for a living?
Security.
Really?
For the state, yeah.
For the state. Okay. Rich, what other qualifications does this gentleman
have? All right. So it's great because the video that was made, he was recording it. And then what happened halfway through the recording of the video?
I know he was filming me.
Okay. You know he was filming you at the time. So yeah. What did you say to him? Cleanly.
I just went at him.
Okay.
I don't like to get filmed. I don't know.
You don't like to get filmed?
In the middle of being filmed?
You know, sneaking it, like holding it.
In the middle of being filmed, he goes, are you filming me? And starts swearing at him and then attacks him.
Okay, so you beat him up?
No, he's my friend.
Okay.
Have you ever punched your friend before?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, of course, yeah.
When was the last time you were in a fight, a non-work-related fight?
It's been a while.
Okay.
I'm old now.
Okay, how old are you?
27.
Yeah, old.
Old enough that if I get into a fight, I'm going to get in trouble for it.
What's the worst that you ever like beat up a guy who was a friend of yours?
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it? No. Well, you don't have to name the friend, but what was the injury?
He was out cold.
Okay, so you knocked out an actual friend of yours?
Yeah.
Now, was it a friendly fight, or did your friend do something bad that like really pissed you off?
Oh, no, yeah. He was just being stupid.
Okay.
All right. He had to be stopped. So
okay. So he knocked him out.
So he was being stupid. Was he insulting you?
No. He was just being stupid.
Okay. All right.
And he was not answering questions correctly.
He deserved it.
No. He said, he was just acting out.
So okay.
Okay.
I had to stop him from doing stupid stuff.
Get him in line. Now, was it a fist? Was it a punch that knocked him out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so nothing else is like you didn't like hit him with anything.
Oh no, I don't want to hurt him that bad. I just want to make him stop. what he was doing. So,
all right. So
you have a tinge of serial killer today.
God, you are eerily quiet. It's scaring the bejesus out of me.
He's like, I've never been on this kind of stuff.
No, no, no. Okay.
He's like, and he's really concentrated to not swear.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. He's got the filter working.
That's right.
Yeah, it's funny because he's like just he was acting up. Like, what are you doing? I don't want
to
say.
He had to stop. What would it take?
Had to stop him from acting up.
What would it take for someone to piss you off enough to knock him out? What would someone have to do?
I don't know.
Okay. It's nothing we are doing, is it?
Oh, no, no.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Wow. Right.
Before I talk to you,
that's actually a good question, Rich.
All right. Well, let's bring in our second contestant because this is somebody you might already know because I knew of her. It is Joanne indeed a female. It's our first female contestant. Her name is Samantha. Now, where you might have seen her before is there is a very famous photo, which actually got recirculated just in the last couple of weeks when LeBron James signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. There is a picture of Rajon Rondo at some sort of signing, and right next to Rondo is Miss Samantha wearing a shirt that says LeBron is a bitch, and Rondo's pointing at it and smiling.
Yes.
It is a picture that went viral, okay. And this is indeed the Samantha from that photo.
All right, Samantha is an attractive blonde female. She has a sleeve on her left arm, a tattoo sleeve. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Portland, Maine, originally, but I live in Arlington right now.
Okay.
Okay. And you sent us two videos, and the videos didn't even have any speaking in it. Can you tell us what was on the video?
I think it was just, like, my collection of Celtics jerseys and memorabilia, and the first one was that, and the second was just my arm.
Okay, you are underselling this, very much so. Tell me about your extensive Boston Celtics collection.
It's wild. I think it's just grown and grown, and I didn't realize the immensity of it until I started making a woman cave for myself the other day. And I just have grown to have so many jerseys and everything signed from players throughout the years.
Your entire room is made out of jerseys, signed basketballs. I mean, it is,
yeah.
Dude, it is insane the amount of Celtic stuff that she has.
Yeah.
Do you have any tattoo? Well, what are your tattoos of?
So it's the old big three and the new big three, but I totally omitted Ray Allen and put Rondo, which is freaking awesome, like, hilarious and ironic because of what he just did.
When you went to go get the tattoo, was your intention to get Ray Allen?
No, not really. I mean, I love what he did for the city, but it's just...
But F that guy,
it
right?
It hurt real bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, I was always a big Rondo fan. So.
Did you have the tattoo of Rondo when you met Rondo?
I did not, no.
Okay.
I look real different in that picture. It was 6 years ago.
So. Okay, wow. So what inspired you to get, may I see, can you come here real quick?
I've not seen the
tattoos yet. All right, she comes over here.
All right.
All right, let's see here.
Okay, you've got Lucky, you've got Celtics, you've got... Are those all the retired numbers?
Yeah, I did the old
Whoa.
Big three.
Wow.
Albert and Parrish, and I did...
You got the old big three numbers, okay. Yeah. And then the Boston Celtics are not a basketball team, they're a way of life. Right. It's tattooed on there as well.
Okay, does this intimidate men?
Yeah.
Okay. this intimidates men because you have... You're kind of celebrating other men in your tattoos.
Right. And also, I just think it intimidates men that women can know sports and not just be in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you're a super fan. You know everything about the Celtics.
Now, are you married?
I am not married.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And now, is the tattoos have something to do with that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Should it?
No. I don't know. I'm just wondering if, like, it's winter and then you see your arms, if you're like... Oh, Jesus. What have I gotten myself into? This is a... What's the Aykroyd movie where they...
Celtic Pride.
It's like Celtic Pride.
Celtic Pride, I was just going to say.
Yeah,
know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an obsession, I feel, but it's a healthy, low-key, healthy obsession so far.
Yeah.
So have you ever, like, pissed a guy off because you basically schooled him in a Celtics argument?
Every day on Twitter. It's so bad. And that's what... It's so annoying because that's when they realize you actually... Women can... mind-blowingly know something about sports. They get, name the starting lineup of the 1970 Supersonics. Like, it's just so stupid. I don't know.
All right. So James, now we're talking about sleeves here. What do you got on your sleeve over there?
Batman villains.
They're all Batman villains.
Okay. They're all different.
Right. The other direction.
All right. All right. Yeah. So it's one arm. It's your left arm.
My left arm. A lot of my right calf. My tops of my feet, stomach, back, ribs, chest.
Can you pull up your shirt? We're not on TV.
You want to see? All right.
Yeah. We're not on TV. Yeah,
so I just want to see what we're working with here.
All right. So he has. Oh my goodness gracious!
Asylum across his stomach. Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Wait, what was that across his stomach?
It's Arkham Asylum. That's where the Joker and all the bad guys were.
Batman puts all the bad guys, yeah. man. Come
and
on.
Then Rich, I can't see what's on his leg.
And then he's got the Bruins bear. He's got the B logo. What is that? Is that a goat? Are you like satanic?
No.
Okay, all right.
Is that a Brady goat? What is that?
It'd be Tom Brady.
It's a Brady goat.
Is it a Brady goat? Oh, does it say Brady somewhere on there?
Maybe it's just insinuated.
No, it's not. Okay, all right.
Just there. It's a lot of mystery. Okay, so what is it about the Batman villains that has you getting all these tattoos of them?
I just grew up watching the 90s animated series.
Now, do you feel like a connection with the villains?
Oh, there's good villains. Can't have a good superhero movie without a good villain.
Yeah, well, you relate more to the villains than you do the superhero.
Sure.
All right, James.
There's so much
James,
more.
James, do you own a gun?
No.
Well, you say it like it's crazy. I mean, people own guns.
I don't want a gun.
Okay. Do you like carry a knife or something?
Usually.
Okay.
Okay.
Not today. Don't worry.
I am a little worried.
I'm going to see next round.
My goodness.
I think you're okay.
I think you're going to be fine.
James, are you married?
No.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
Now, are you looking for love or are you just kind of cool as is?
If it comes along, yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we might have a match made in heaven right here.
Oh, boy.
Now, Sam, have you ever been in a fight, like an actual fist fight?
I've been in a fight. It was prom in senior year in high school.
What happened?
It was high school drama. This girl, I don't know, she got upset that I went with this guy, and
I pulled
her hair down on the ground and smacked her.
Now, are you more attracted to guys who play basketball? Like, for instance...
Hey, don't jump over the story.
That's pretty much the story.
Was it just
at prom?
But was it on the dance floor?
No, it was at Denny's, classy, you know, after prom.
Your after party was at Denny's?
No, we went there after to eat.
I thought that's where he brought you for dinner.
Oh, God, no. I wanted to get the Denny's.
Wait, and then did you go somewhere after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So at Denny's, what does she say to you when you're at Denny's?
She came up to our booth. There was a bunch of friends, and this is so funny. Oh, my God. And she squirted ketchup on my white dress that I was wearing.
Oh.
She deserved to get her ass kicked.
She went to walk away, and I didn't let her. So I just grabbed her by the hair and smacked her up a little bit, and I was proud of myself because I'm a small human. It was the only fight I've ever been in, and I kind of kicked her ass.
That's a good one. And at least that's for a good reason. Like, I mean, everyone at Denny's had to be cheering for you
at that
point.
Yeah, they were. I was pretty in my element. It was good.
Okay. I can't believe that you guys went to Denny's. Were you drunk?
No, I didn't. I was not. Everyone else was. It was just what you do in Portland, Maine. So.
Is to go to Denny's?
I'm sorry.
Like, you guys didn't have a hotel or, like, someone's house?
Don't judge me. It was really
yummy. There's nothing wrong with Denny's.
Well, you're saying you're acting like there is.
Well, don't put it out. See, after prom, people go to, like, a hotel. They go to someone's house. All right. Okay. So if you, like, if you're at a gym and you're working out or something and you see a pickup basketball game, would you be more likely to be attracted to someone who was really good at basketball?
I don't know. Like, I'm old. Maybe back in the day.
Okay, so it's so exclusively Celtics. It really has nothing to do with, like, the activity of basketball.
Well, basketball is, like, my life and everything, but no, it's just Celtics.
Have any of the players seen your tattoos of them?
I'm sure. I don't know. Some of them follow me on Twitter and stuff.
Do they really? Is anyone?
A lot of players, like, from the NBA.
They slipped in your DMs?
I mean, no.
You don't have to tell us
Maybe. Okay. No. Not just Celtics. players.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, that's just athletes in general.
J.R. Smith? Is he ever one of them?
No, he's never tried to.
No, I don't think she's a J.R. Smith type.
Never, no.
I'm guessing that she's not J.R. Smith type. But
he's not mine either, so we're good.
Oh, well, listen. All right, so, okay, so athletes have DM'd you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, maybe.
Are they nice?
Sometimes.
Are they very direct?
Mostly, yeah.
And how do you handle that?
Depends on who it is.
Whether they wear green or not?
I was just going to say.
No.
Okay. So have you ever dated a professional basketball player?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. We'll leave names out.
Okay, just what team?
It was an older Celtic, retired Celtic.
Okay. And it was not like an extended thing. It was just kind of like a fun thing that you guys had for a little bit.
Yeah.
Was it Heinsohn?
Wow, I was so transparent in that, apparently. Yeah.
Hey there, Toots. Hey, hand me my stogie.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Allow me to get this pump.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so James, if you won the $1,000, what would you do with the $1,000?
Either work on my left arm for the sleeve.
Okay.
Or put it away for me and my buddy. We're planning to go to Ireland for like 2 weeks next summer.
Well, that sounds fun as hell. Cool. That'd be great.
Yeah, so okay. Start that fund.
Are you straight Irish? I mean, are you like full blood?
No, I got Sicilian in me.
You're Sicilian too. Okay. All right. And where did you grow up? What town?
I was born in Charlestown. Then they took me to Winchester for the schools.
Okay. All right. And like when you were in school, like I know I keep coming back to fighting, but I mean, was there ever any fighting in school? Like, you know, because from what I gather, there was probably a decent amount of fighting.
I was good up until like high school.
Oh, okay. That's when it kind of took off?
Yeah. Because I don't know. Winchester's kind of a white collar thing, and some kids would act out, but mommy and daddy were lawyers or doctors, so they never got in trouble. And I would do one little thing, and yeah.
Would that piss you off?
Yeah, because they would do a lot worse things, and the bullies never got in trouble. So,
you felt you had to kind of do it yourself.
Yeah. I didn't like that.
So. What's the worst you ever made one of those guys feel when you were done with him?
Oh, he made fun of a friend of mine who has some disabilities. And
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that was not good.
That's got to be a feel-good ass beating. That's got to be one where you just don't hold back.
Oh, no, I held back because he was a lot smaller than I was, but he never messed with me. He didn't talk to that kid again.
Good for you. Good for you.
I just don't, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like bullies, so.
Excellent.
What an interesting crew.
This is going to be.
Thank you.
We have two all-stars here. Okay, so Sam, I didn't ask you. What would you do with $1,000 if you got first place?
I don't even know. Maybe pay off my season tickets next year.
Wow, you have season tickets?
I do.
Where do you sit? Like, what section?
Section 8, row 11.
Oh, so you have good seats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're not like an upper decker. No. You have good seats for every game.
For you.
I couldn't do the... It sounds a little princessy, but I couldn't. Remember, like, when Rondo played and someone got stabbed in the balcony? Like, I'm all set. I'm just going to be, like,
from below. Okay. You're so good for that.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, the mystery is who is the older Celtic. Real quick, John Wallach, fan of his game calls? Ever heard him?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, she likes Grandy. What can I tell you?
All right.
You
know? So she's not
only fill in.
She's not only fill in for Grandy.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, I know what I would ask you. This is what I want to ask.
All right. Yeah. We got to wrap it up here. But
Fred and I have a debate.
Okay.
Kelly Olynyk. Do you find him attractive?
Oh, yeah.
Man, but not personally.
Okay. No. If he was to ask you out on a date, would you go?
I mean, he seems cool to chill with, but not as, like, maybe as a friend, like a...
Boom.
Ah,
yeah. Boom. I said that he'd never underestimate being a basketball star.
Nope.
Like, the power that you have.
He's goofy and too big. All right. Well, listen, it was a pleasure meeting both of you.
Can both you guys, if the listeners decide, can both you guys come back up on Thursday for the big contest? Tony Jeopardy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Cool.
All right. I think we have a very, very, a very interesting vote coming up. This should be great.
Absolutely.
Thank
all right.
You.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. Here's the CBS Sports Minute. We were brought to you by South Shore Bank.
for the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
It's going to be interesting. This is going to be tough. I mean, to get it down to a final three from the people we've had up here. I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed every person we've had up here for the Townie Contest. I think we have a star in Samantha. Everyone's freaking out on Twitter over her. I want to learn more about these people that she's been contacting, or who have been contacting her, rather, on the DMs. And James legitimately, like, was somewhat scary.
Yeah, somewhat.
Jeez. I mean, he's the only nice guy, and I talked to him, you know, after it was all done. And, you know, when I think when the mics were off and he finally felt he could swear, he was a little more relaxed.
He reminded me of a coiled spring, if you know what I'm saying.
right. I have a feeling, you know, if he comes back Thursday for the finals,
yeah,
he's going to be a little more relaxed because it'll be his second time on the air instead of the first. And he won't be as wound up as you say. But for a moment there, you know, there were some looks where I was like,
could he kill me?
Can he stab me in the throat and it all be over?
Yeah, he looked a little unpredictable. And I don't think it was all being nervous. I think that a little bit of it was very real.
But then we found out that, you know, there's part of him that's very noble. You know, somebody who's picking on a... someone who had special needs, and he beat the living snot out of him. I'm sure that wasn't a pleasant day for that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Listen to 98.5, the Sports Hub app, and take us with you everywhere you go. Also, you can listen at home or in your office on your smart speaker. Just say play 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Have you ever seen friends beat the living snot out of each other? Like people who were just like playing around and messing around and still like laughing and beating the snot out of each other?
I saw it in college.
Oh, see,
I saw it in college.
One of the most violent fights that I've seen in person was between friends, and it was outside of the Cask and Flagon. And it was like an hour after, I forget whatever game that I was at. And it was just these two guys like, shut the hell up. And they just started socking each other, like full on punches right in the mouth. And I saw blood come out of one of the other guys. And the other guy tackled him and started beating him up. And like one of the guys like laughing while he's doing it.
No, I saw two guys. It was late on a Saturday night. And, you know, drinking is really good until it goes the wrong way. And it went the wrong way for both guys. They sent each other to the hospital.
You punch me in the face. You're not my friend anymore.
I saw it happen. And of course, I went with them because I was a witness to what happened. I'm like, all right, these guys are friends. And then they sobered up and they're like, I'm like, what are you kidding me?
Well, that's
really
the funny thing about a fight is that if you say you got in a fight and no one ended up in the hospital, you didn't get in a fight. I mean, when you hit someone in the face repeatedly, you're going to break a facial bone.
Sure. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
When you're going to break someone's nose, you're going to break someone's jaw, you're going to break something in the face.
Or you're going to knock someone out. Or you're going to knock them out, which obviously is not healthy.
And if you knock someone out, chances are that you've done some physical damage to them.
I that's a mentality that I've never understood. Now, I've been around drunk people who turn like into angry drunks and like over aggressive, like physical drunks. Like, come here, and they like grab you. Like, I remember, like, I didn't pledge a fraternity, but I pledged a fraternity. I didn't finish with it because I was like, this ain't for me. And that was part of it. Is that there's this one guy who would get drunk and just grab you and start like trying to throw you around. And I'm like, all right, dude, you can't control your liquor. What's going on? But people like that, I mean, I guess this is fairly normal. I mean, this, you know, he was telling me it happened several times with his friends. You ain't a friend of mine if you punch me in the mouth and knock me out anymore.
Yeah.
And I guess that's something that happens more times than I guess we would like to admit.
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Oh,
that was a beautiful sentence.
Yes, God.
Say that was a beautiful sound.
15-75.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
God, what are the winning lotto numbers again?
B dog. That's God's number.
Okay. B dog.
Numbers.
Yeah, he loves numbers.
Thank you, B dog. We truly appreciate that.
You can play with numbers, but some numbers you can never change.
Did you see Johnny Manziel? His
four interceptions,
four picks in the first half. Yep.
All right. Well, that's a.
I saw a stat.
It's a hell of a debut.
There's been one quarterback in the NFL in the last 15 years that has done that.
Well, they're not playing at the same level as
no. What
CFL.
I'm saying, just any quarterback,
right?
You know, pro or CFL or NFL, one quarterback other than Manziel has done that.
All right. Let's go to Troy. In the very town we're in, Dorchester. Hello, sir.
That's right. That's right. So I was just listening. Me and my buddies did that a lot when we were in high school. We would fight each other, but it was a rule, no face shots. So it would be a lot of stomach and chest, and, like, you can kick guys, slam them around. Jeez. So I put my buddy through my other buddy's wall, and we laughed about it afterwards, but the coming weeks for him was pretty bad. He almost got evicted, so that was bad, but... Yeah, you know, it happens.
Now, did anyone break a rib or anything?
Bruises, definitely bruises. One of my buddies peed blood for a little while. but, you know, he's still here. He's still kicking, so whatever. It wasn't that bad.
Good for him.
I just like it. Yeah, well, he's still here, at least.
He's still alive.
He's still functional.
He's still kicking.
How does it start?
This was years ago.
Well, how does it start? Is it just like a sucker punch starts it, and then you start going?
You guys bored? Or?
Yeah, what happens is it could be one of two things, boredom, or, you know, you say something slick, and the other guy walks by and gives you a little check in the ribs, and then if you allow that to happen, you allow it to happen. But if you don't, then you guys are going at it.
Okay. Anyone have to go to the hospital ever?
The guy who peed blood a little bit, but they told him he was fine and maybe we shouldn't do that kind of stuff. But we were like, yeah, okay, sure. And then, you know.
Then you didn't heed the advice. All right. Thank you, Troy.
We appreciate it.
All right, Rich, we'll have the stat coming up. What will we talk about?
All right. Well, we'll talk about Terrell Owens finally explains why he had a nearly 15-year beef with the media. On top of that, the saddest tweet from a sitcom star that you could possibly imagine came out yesterday. And Fred, have you seen it? Did you see what I put it out there? No. Todd Bridges is going to make us all cry this morning.
Okay, because I know Charlotte Ray, at the ripe old age of 92, lived quite a life.
Yep, he puts it all in perspective, and it's horribly sad.
Well, Todd Bridges, you know, after all, is probably in his late 40s, so he should really be glum like that. We will be back. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stat.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what haven't we gotten to today?
Oh, well, this is depressing.
By the way, let me say something. I took a picture and put it on Instagram. By the way, I have like no followers on Instagram. It's at Fred Toucher. But it was a picture of me with my son at the Descendants concert. And I love Fred Perry. It's like I own a million Fred Perry shirts. And I had a black Fred Perry shirt with like a gold emblem and like gold stripes. And apparently now I got to get rid of it because so like Gavin McGinnis's like alt-right thing was called Proud Boys have adopted that particular Fred Perry shirt as their uniform.
What?
Yeah. So when I
thought Proud Boys, they were like a bunch of like kind of hillbillies. I didn't think they wore that kind of stuff.
No, it's Gavin McGinnis, who I used to love, who was one of the creators of Vice and was very, very funny. No, the whole thing is, I guess it's a gold, black Fred Perry shirt with gold. So like all these people were informing me on Instagram that what that meant, and then I Googled it, and I'm like, now I got to throw away the shirt.
Oh, Proud Boys were those dudes, Nick, that you saw at the comedy just beating each other up as like an initiation. Like, all right, that's smart. Well, then again, we just had people calling in saying they kicked each other in the stomach until they peed blood.
Well, I don't want to be associated with the Proud Boys, so I have to.
Wait, maybe they should give it up, not you. You liked it before they did.
Well, no, it's not Fred Perry as a whole. It's just that particular shirt.
Really?
Yes.
They're very dignified, apparently.
I mean, these shirts aren't cheap. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. This doesn't quite seem like the blue-collar type of uniform to get for the Proud Boys.
And that's what's funny, because he wants to instill McGinnis, like that old working class value thing, and they're using the Fred Perry.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate. All right. Well,
learn something new every day.
Apparently you do. Well, it looks like Charlotte Ray, who was the the mother on Different Strokes, or Mrs. Garrett, rather, on Facts of Life and Different
Strokes. And Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes. That's right.
So she died at the age of 92, which made Todd Bridges, who is Willis on the show, have to tweet out what might have been the most depressing tweet of all time. And it's a picture of him and his Different Strokes family with, you know, his sister and, of course, Arnold and Mr. Drummond and Mrs. Garrett. And the tweet says, RIP in peace, all of my castmates. I miss you all. He is the last one standing.
Well,
out of that entire family.
It's not, okay, Drummond died of old age. Charlotte Ray died of old age. Gary Coleman had, like, kidney failure. Yeah, and
Dana Plato was different, though.
Yeah, Dana Plato was a drug.
So, really, the only tragedy...
There's two tragedies.
Yeah.
No. Gary Coleman was a tragedy.
Gary Coleman had to get dialysis, like,
that's
five
a tragedy.
Times a day.
But he was, like, what, 30?
Yeah, but he was... It was a tragedy. but it wasn't, like... he was older than 30. But there was... It wasn't, like, anything that... was out of the blue, like an overdose, or he got hit by a car. Like, it was something that people probably knew was he was going to die young. So,
okay,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, if you show that picture, it's really only Dana Plato. So, Willis, what you talking about? That only one of those is sad.
I don't know. They're all pretty sad. I'll tell you what was
they're
sad.
Not sad. Charlotte Ray was 92.
How old was Mr. Drummond when he died?
15.
He's not the one that did crack in the crack den. That was Shrek from Alf. That was the dad from Alf.
Different guy.
Who was in like a crack den and they found a picture of him just sitting there just smoking up.
Yeah, he was smoking crack. It's in some kind of gay situation.
Yeah, you know, Gary Coleman, what was strange was the things that he was doing for money. Like, yes. After Different Strokes.
Very depressing.
He did a 1-900 line where you could call him and he would say things like this.
A member of that...
I don't know. Sorry. What is that labeled Coleman promo? Okay. Well, Gary Coleman had some very strange 1-900 number things that he did, which I will dig up. Very strange. Basically, it was a sex talk line.
Yes, it was Gary Coleman.
With Gary Coleman.
And I think that was more... I think people hired him to F with him. Like, it was basically just a joke.
Really?
All right. Yes.
How old was Todd Bridges? How old is he now?
55.
No, 49.
53.
Ah.
And Gary Coleman died when he was 42.
Oh, yeah, really? He was that old?
42.
Yeah. I mean, there was an underlying medical condition due to his lack of, or that caused his lack of size. But that was the heyday of having, like, undersized black kids on shows.
Well, there was Webster, which, by the way, I was invited because he was like he lived in the same city and he was in studio one time and he said he was having a birthday party, his 30th birthday party. And I said, well, I got to go to this. Is there any way I could go to your birthday party? And he said, yeah, sure. So I went to Emmanuel Lewis's birthday party and I actually had his phone number.
I remember we've called it before.
And the best thing is that when you called it, he tried to make it discreet, like you wouldn't know it was his number. It was said, you have reached the number of, and you heard this.
E-L.
Please leave a message after the beep. Said in like the same Keebler-Elf voice that he used to speak in.
So dare not be balloons at the party, Bill, or he would float away.
Just like at the beginning of Webster.
Just like at the beginning of Webster.
It would be too tempting to grab onto and relive the glory days.
So was star-studded?
They found him in Portland, Oregon the next morning. He just kind of flew away.
Was it star-studded?
Yeah, there was like one or two like D-level celebrity, like rappers there. Big Pun, I think, was one. He was friends with Big Pun. He was a security guard, I think, for a while.
Big Pun, and that's talk about freaking frack.
Yeah, yeah. Big Pun was there. I think a couple members of Tag Team were at his thing.
Did you hit them?
All I know is that at one point the music started. He got on the dance floor, and he was, like, flocked by women. There were, like, 10 women, like, all dancing around Emmanuel Lewis. It's that mini-me thing. Remember how he used to apparently like hook up with a bunch of women and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm calling that into question. Yeah,
maybe you're right. Well, if you're looking at the box office from over the weekend, Mission Impossible spends its second weekend at number one. It is excellent. Mission Impossible Fallout. It's one of those movies that shouldn't be that good. It shouldn't be anywhere near as good as it is. And for some reason, these films keep getting better and better and better. But the last 30 minutes of this film are absolutely insane. It's 20 minutes too long. Put it this way. If you go to... let's say an 8 o'clock showing, you're getting out around 11 because the movie's almost 2.5 hours and you've got all the previews and everything. So it's a little bit of a task, but the action scenes are just gratuitous. Like, you think it's done, and then, nope, we're adding this layer. Oh, you think it's done, and then it's another layer. And Tom Cruise, once again, I'll say it because it still fascinates me, is younger in this movie than Wilford Brimley was when he filmed Cocoon, which is mind-blowing. Christopher Robin comes in at number two, and The Spy Who Dumped Me, that's the movie with the chick from Saturday Night Live, comes in at number three with only $12.4 million. And then if this doesn't freak you out, humans apparently are having a hard time turning off robots when they beg for their lives. That's right. It looks like the University of Duisenberg Essen, which is in another country that's not here, ended up designing robots to find out whether or not they could mess with people's emotions. And there was one point where they were instructed to turn off the robots, and most participants expressed an intention to shut the technology down. And for 43 of the 100 sessions, the robot effectively begged not to be shut off. In some cases, that included expressions of fear about the process and questions about whether or not the user was going to complete the action. Participants who witnessed the robot objecting to being turned off were hurt, much more hesitant to turn the robot off, and said emotionally they were tried.
Just another step in taking over the planet.
Exactly.
No, that's what this is.
This is just like the internet. The whole reason is sex. The whole reason they're building this thing, the whole reason the internet took off, it's true. The whole reason that it became so popular and so powerful fast was pornography. And no matter what, there is no reason to have a robot that looks like a human. There's none. Tell me any practical reason why a robot would look like a human.
Easier to speak to. Because it's a little more pleasant than it being just like looking like the one from
Rocky
IV.
Okay, that's a very, like, okay, maybe in if you had 1,000 things on a list. There's no reason for them to look human. None. Think about it. Think about it like a totalitarian robot. Like, it's something that does tasks for you and things like that. They're making them look human for sex.
5, 15, 75
Right. Spit out numbers, these robots.
Well, we're going to hear
numbers.
We're going to hear more of Ray Lewis tomorrow. Plus, Nick is going to be. We'll hear his audio from the Mark Wahlberg thing. We'll be back and find out what Zoe and Beetle have in store for you.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Your smart speaker knows a lot about Boston sports.
Stupid me.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Scott Zolak in studio. No Patriots practice today. In studio.
Hey.
Hello.
Do they have like six practices so far?
Yeah.
If that.
It is strange. Isn't it?
No days off.
Yeah.
More days off.
More days off.
Yeah, it sounds like a very casual atmosphere coming.
I've yet to see anybody have contact with anybody down there. So Thursday night should be a humdinger.
Have they not? I thought they had one practice that was like a full contact one, right?
I mean, it's half contact. You can't. They don't even rap. Like, they blow the whistle quick.
Okay.
It's goal line. They did one drill, goal line. First day they had pass, goal line.
You see,
that's it.
You see, everyone thought Saturday was the day. That Saturday
they
was
thought
gonna
there was
going
to be scrimmage.
Yep. And then, well, I guess Belichick had a Hall of Fame event to get to.
Yeah, he had
a plane to catch.
Throw some flip-flops on, some khakis.
Now, why do you think he wore flip-flops to that?
He always wears flip-flops.
Yeah, but just there wasn't a message behind it.
I think he did an interview with him one pregame, and he came in like a suit, but he had flip flops on, no tie, but like dress shirt and dress pants.
So he's like me. He rocks flip flops everywhere he goes.
He's got his headset on. He's listening to like Bon Jovi.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
It's like an old Walkman with the puffy headphones.
Heck yeah.
All right. So you were in the Cape this weekend?
Cape Cod, a little Martha's Vineyard yesterday.
Yeah, I was up there in Portland.
You were in Portland.
Where's that? Portland, Maine.
Ah, oh, it's upper.
You know what's fun?
Rich is a Cape Nantucket guy.
I do like it. I love it.
Yeah, he's Nantucket.
I've started fishing. That's my new thing, and I suck. And Fred is actually really good.
Oh, I'll go fishing with you.
I catch garbage. I caught one fish, and I fished for 3 hours.
Now, where do you fish?
On the Haulover, which is an area that is like the big, long, 8-mile sand thing. I just finally got
a casting.
Yeah, I'm doing it right off the beach. Whatever that's, is that surf casting? Surf right off the beach. Yeah, I stand on the beach and I do it. And
you get on a boat, go on a boat.
That's tough as hell because you can't tell if anything's pulling at it because the waves.
Surf casting is very difficult.
Yeah,
and then the rig that you got to use for it is huge. Like the
spool thing.
Yeah,
yeah. I think I have the right fishing pole for it, but I just suck.
Cool thing is you get that white thing and you get to stick the pole in that hole, like in the sand.
Yeah, that's kind of cheating, though, isn't it? That's kind of half-assed, isn't it?
Well, if you're crabbing, is you stick the thing in there. But, yeah, the bait that you got to put on that thing, like the...
Squid.
You could put a squid, or you have to use those massive fish.
I got fake squid. There's a stuff that they sell that I guess it looks like big strips of bubble gum, but I guess it's like fake squid.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather touch that than a big handful of real squid, to be quite honest.
They give you it frozen. There's no difference. Yeah. You use that.
What do you use, Walk, for bait?
I haven't been fishing in a while, so sorry. I don't have a good one-liner for you.
Baseball. Sorry.
Baseball. It's all about baseball.
Sorry, buddy.
Go bass. I went about 5 days bass fishing earlier this summer.
This is like playing over in the vineyard yesterday. A little reggae over in Oak Bluffs.
Woo! They really want to get us off the air.
That's right.
Say, hey.
We need to make a theme to get off the air theme.
Just get out.
It's time for Zolek and Bertrand.
Speak Jamaican, man.
Out of the studio.
Mark here today?
Yeah.
All right.
Party's on.
We haven't been a show. Ray Lewis. We're going to meet the people that were found at Wahlberg's thing. Everyone have a great day. That'll do it for us. Bye.